shows. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Glow Jess. Okay, thanks for letting me know. There was absolutely no sound. And so if you could have heard my great and great wonderful speech that I just gave, and there's absolutely no sound, oh, what a shame. It was really, really good. Well, I hope you can hear now. Also, to those who are listening via the switchboard, I do apologize for that. No sound. And I'm telling you, I was in the groove, y'all. Anyway, well, welcome to the show. Talking today, going to continue today, finishing up our topic on going deeper and living your purpose and finding your purpose. So I want to ask you a question. Hopefully you did your assignment that I had asked you to write down the other day. I told you to keep a track of and find out who you really are. And so to ask yourself these very, very important questions. And those questions are, who am I? What am I about? What do I think about? What do I like doing? What do I not like doing? You can even write down some of your joys. What are the things you value in life? Who is it that you really want to be? What do you want your life to look like? We talked about five areas that you should consider, and you can add more to it. These are just the five that I came up with, but you can add more, and these are typically the five that most coaches would come up with. That's your physical and your health, finances. Then there's, you know, finances and money. There's career. There's relationships and family, relationships and family. And then there is spirituality. Those are the five key areas. And in those areas, each and every one of them, you're going to begin to measure where you are and where you want to be. And then we're going to use goals and some other tools to get us to that desired state. Now, a couple of things you want to keep in mind, that you're always growing. You're always growing. If we don't grow, we're basically dead. So we're constantly growing. So we never get to a place where we're, oh, I'm there, you know. That's it for me. I'm done. No. We're constantly getting better and better and better and better. Greater and greater and greater. Now, the other question I want you to ask yourself today, a question I want to start out and open up the show with, is this question here. Yes, you did, Glow Jess. I'm sorry. That was a fantastic speech. I'm sorry. It was even motivating me. But don't worry. I will probably give it again on Monday morning. It was truly, 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 I thought it was really, really good. And I was so in the flow, as you could only see. But unfortunately, I had my phone on mute and therefore didn't realize it. So that's where the mix-up came in at. But I tell you, it was really, really awesome. So, now, this is the other question that I want to ask you. Who are you? Who are you? Now, if you're in the chat room, you can type it down. I think I asked this question before, but I'm going to ask it again because I have something that I want to share with you. Who are you? Now, we did this in a class some years ago, and we went around the classroom, and they asked everybody, you know, the same question, who are you? And the professor asks each and every person, who are you, who are you? It was one of those personal development classes. Because like you, I too attend a ton of those classes. And I've been going to self-development, personal development classes for a long time, over 20 years. I go to all kinds of personal development classes. I absolutely love them, obviously. That's why I decided to get into this business. Because I loved going to the classes, and that's all I wanted to do. But one day, the professor asked everyone, okay, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And people would say certain things of who they were. And so I'm asking you the question, who are you? You know, we talk all the time, and that's what I was talking about the other day when I had you doing the assignment. Do you know who you are? So many people think they know who they are, and they don't really know. And in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming
who you really are. What that book does is, chapter after chapter, it's peeling back the layers of who you really are. It's peeling back the layers to get to the heart of who you are. The same much way as an onion. If you take an onion and you pull back the layers of an onion, you're going to get to the greatness of that onion and that very rich taste. And as a matter of fact, sometimes our eyes begin to burn. But for those of you who just tuned in, welcome to the show today. Thank God it's Friday. It's fantastic Fridays here on Blog Talk Radio with Coach Melissa. For the first 10, 15 minutes of the show, there was no sound, and I was giving my awesome, awesome speech about achieving success. So some of you missed it. You can catch it on Monday morning. But right now, I want to know, oh, Monday's a holiday. By the way, it's a holiday, but personal developers, we don't take a day off because the show is early enough in the morning that for those of you who need to get up and go be with your families, you're going to need, you probably will need some motivation to take with you. So definitely tune in. It's going to really help you, especially for people who are going back to school. So if you have family members in your life, most of us have family members at least, even if they're not our children, who are going back to school, and I believe the message that I gave, and it's, you know, nothing just happens. You know, Bishop T. Jakes used to say that all the time. Nothing just happens, and everything happens on purpose, and maybe that's why there was no sound, because the message is really for Monday morning for individuals who are on vacation, who are going back to school. And it's a good message for students who are going to school. But nonetheless, so the question I have for you this morning is, who are you? And I want you to write that down, put it somewhere, and answer that question when you get a chance. Who are you? You can answer it right now if you can. Who are you? And this is what the professor asks. So he was going around the room and asking everybody. And I don't know, maybe some of your answers would be like some of our answers were. And by the time it got to me, you know, it was, I'm Elisa. Most everybody in there, they said, who are you? They said, oh, I'm so-and-so-and-so. They gave their name. Well, here's the reality of this. Who you are. And so everybody said whatever they said. Now, he said, this is what the professor said at the time. Oh, he says, okay, great. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Loving, she says, okay, go Jess. She says who she is. She's a loving, powerful, uplifting, and motivating woman. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great, that's a wonderful answer. Anybody else, you want to throw your answers in if you're not in the chat room? But who are you? Okay, here's the answer. Here's the answer he gave us, and you can see how this answer does line up with a lot of the beliefs we have. He said, you are, this is you, you, Groches, Hope, Alicia, and all those who are listening on the line, Anjanette and others, those who are listening, Tiffany and Ania, I know she listens, and those who listen, Tiffany's down in Maryland, she listens, and those of you who tune into the archives, I know Alice tunes into the archives every now and again, and Coach K, Coach J, and Versie Walker, and so many others. Now, here's the thing. You are, he told us, you are the product of your thoughts. I want you to let that sink in for a moment. You are, not you're going to be, not you might be, you are. This is who you are. The product of your thoughts. The product. It's just like if I take a cow and make the product milk. If I take a chicken and make the product, you know, chicken breast. You are the product of your thoughts. What you're thinking, that's who you are. If you think you're nothing, you're nothing. If you think, you'll never be nothing. You'll never be nothing. Ask most people who, now you all know that I work in a halfway house, sort of like a jailhouse in the community. That's basically what it is. It's community corrections. It's just like a prison, but it's in the community, so we do things a little bit differently. Same way a store that's in the mall may operate differently than the store that's just on the street. Okay? So same concept there. Now, here's the thing. if I were to go and ask most of the people that are locked up or what have you, and I ask them about their thoughts, I could see how they ended up where they ended up. There's no question as to why they're there. Their thinking was either a couple of ways they could have thought. I'll get over. I'll take this because that person doesn't deserve it. This person, you know, I think this person is out to get me. And these are for the men that have murdered their girlfriends and wives. And just say men or women. Don't get it twisted. I know women do the same thing. Listen, here's the thing. I'm going to hurt that person because I think they no longer love me. Or I think that they're misusing me, they're abusing me, what have you. Whatever. It's still a thought. It took a thought to get you on the show today. You went to bed last night and you thought, I think I'll listen to the Culture Lisa show. Or I think I need more motivation. Or I think I want to be tapped in to a motivated group of people, both men and women, because there's a lot of things you can tap into. But you are thinking, I want to be tapped in with motivated people, empowering people, inspiring people, and encouraging people. People who believe that greatness is our God-given right and ability, and that it is achievable, and that it can be achieved, and that it will be achieved. Because remember, I can, I will, and I must. Now, a woman told me something years ago, and this is my other sister. My elder sister told me years ago, she said, Lisa, there is nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. Once you make up your mind to do something, there's nothing that's going to stop you. Think about it. When you made up your mind to do anything, I just want you to think about it. Think about anything that you ever made up your mind to do and tell me, did you get it done? Yes, you did. When your mind was made up. Now, as long as you were wishy-washy on it, not sure, you know, living in doubt and fear, no, you didn't do it. Absolutely not. If you did, it was an accident. But when your mind was made up, you went in for the kill. So again, I ask you today, who are you? And the answer, you are the product of your thoughts. Now, you've heard her say this in a different way. You've heard her say something like, your thoughts determine your outcome. You've heard us say things that you have to control your thinking because it drives what you say, and what you say drives what you do, and what you do takes you to where you're going. Where you're going is exactly, trust and believe this, where you're going, where you're headed, is exactly where you're going to end up. Unless God intervenes and takes you a different way. But a lot of times, God will allow us to go in the direction. He's leading us. So where you're going, where you're headed, is where you're going to end up. Now here's the other thing, too, about our thoughts. This professor asks us a question. Who are you? And he told us, you are a product of your thoughts. Well, God said, as a man thinketh, you remember that? As a man thinketh, so is he. What's the difference? There's no difference. There's no difference in what. So if you don't believe this professor that I have, or if you don't believe me, then will you believe God? God said, as a man thinketh, so is he. So he's saying the same thing. You're the product of your thoughts. That's why every motivational speaker teaches at some point, in some level, that your thinking is the ultimate determination of what your destination will look like. Now, some of you are very familiar with the very famous TV evangelist and Bible teacher, Mr. Creflo Dollar. He laid it out again. the same way. Our thinking connects to what we say, connects to what we do, connects to who we become. Not the other way around. It's not there's an action, and now let me base a thought on it. No. So therefore, we can walk around willy-nilly and not know what's happening to us. But we start with understanding everything was a thought. Think of a woman that decides to leave her husband or her children or her family. She first has to have some thinking. She has to think, this isn't working. This isn't working for me. That's her thoughts. And then her thoughts become her words. The words may sound something like, this is a mess. I can't take it. She may begin to tell other people. And then our words become our actions. Now that I'm saying that, now I begin to do things to validate what I'm saying, to validate what I'm thinking. And a lot of times it will come from a feeling. I felt a certain way. And the next thing you know, your actions are going to lead you to where you're going. And where you're going is where you're going to end up. Where you're going is where you're going to end up. And there's a book out there, I can't think of the exact author of the book, but it's the title of the book. You can look it up on Google just by typing in the words. It says, everywhere you go, there you are. You're going to show up everywhere you go. And so who we are, now this show is about personal development. Some of you know that. And all next week I'm going to be talking about how to rediscover you. How to rediscover you. But today I'm finishing up talking about purpose. I have about 28 minutes left to the show. Again, I want to congratulate each and every one of you for being an active player in your life. You deserve an award. You deserve, I'm telling you, there should be a parade right now going down your street or in your city to celebrate the fact that you have joined up with people who are going somewhere. Oh, yes, we're going somewhere, and you have to be confident about that. You have to be sure of yourself, because if not, the enemy of your mind will defeat you and tell you it's a waste of time. You're wasting your time. This isn't anything, whatever. And before you know it, let me tell you, people who fail at life, they listen to the voice of defeat. People who succeed in life, for the most part, because they listen to the voice of victory, the voice that tells them, you can do it. Even when your body is sick, if you remember Job, in the book of Job, his body was racked with sores and boils, and he had pain, excruciating pain. Read the book again. He had, because you know, we get a little sore, and some of us can't even handle a stumped toe, let alone a body wrapped with boils and all other manners of diseases. Even when you're in pain, you can still get up and go. Okay, you don't believe that story? Look at any of you football fans out there. Football, look at this. Basketball, sometimes they get hit so hard. They have bad knees, bad backs, all parts of your body. Their hands are racked with arthritis and what have you. But they get out there and they play Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, or Monday or whatever day they get out there and play. So I'm saying all that to say, you can still go even when you're in pain. Victory. Victory has to leak out of your system. So this show is a personal development show, but you can take it to your other areas of your life. You can take it to your professional life, because the way, see, as a professional, you're still an individual. As an entrepreneur, you're still an individual. As a leader on your job, you're still an individual. So it's best, it just makes good sense to have my personal self on point before I try to go and be a whole lot of other things. So that in those areas we talked about. So ask yourself the question, who are you? And then remember the answer now. Remember the answer. You've been given the answer. You are a product of your thoughts and what you're thinking. Now, with that being said, let's finish up what I was talking about yesterday on the seven I was giving you 7 points that winners use. So now that you know that who you are, because one of the things that you are a winner. That's why you tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. This show is for winners. This show is for people who want to win. If you don't want to win, if you want to lose, then you know what? You're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't tune back in. I'm glad you stayed as long as you could. Glad you were with us. But if you don't want to win, then this show really isn't for you. This show is not for the person who wants to stay stuck, who wants to, you know, go from dumb to dumber, who wants to keep living the same drama day after day after day, week after week after week, month. No, no, no. This is not for those people. This show is for people who want to grow. They want to change. They want to be great. They want to move on. They want victory, and they want to win. So I was telling you, these are some things that basic winners do. And one of the things that they do is that they decide to live their life on purpose. I gave you that one yesterday. I also said they have fewer rules. Now, the other thing that they do is they make their own rules consistent. In other words, they seem to have, you know, this ability to resolve the conflicts in their lives. You know, some people, and me and my sister were talking about this yesterday, she gave me a wonderful scripture. It's almost funny, but it's not funny because it's really very sad. But people who don't understand life, they just make chaos out of it. And they curse their own selves. And they just go by their own base instincts. And they lead their own selves down a path of destruction. And it was just a wonderful scripture, and she actually found it, I believe, in the book of Isaiah. But, again, you can email me. I can give you the full scripture later. But, you know, you can go and look it up. But it's so true. Some people have no clue how to handle conflicts in their life. Well, I'm glad some people don't, because if everybody knew how to resolve conflicts, if everybody knew how to get up and get going and do it right, I wouldn't have this purpose. You know, there would have been no need for God to create me if everybody had it all together and had everything going on at the right time and the right place. So I'm here for that purpose, to help people get on the right track, to rediscover themselves, to take those challenges and turn them in to a victory. Take that defeat that you've been handed. Some of us, we were handed a defeat from day one. We were born into defeat. There are many children who are born into the households where the parents are on drugs or alcohol or homeless or poverty-stricken, uneducated. So many scenarios, we can't even name them. So some children came here on a defeated plane, and everything they do, they have to fight their way. They have to, in order to really thrive, what we were talking about yesterday, they have to first learn some survival skills. But the thing is, if they can find that fight in them, that resiliency, that tenacity, the ability to fight back, if they can find the fight in them, they will become the most successful people you've ever seen. It's only when we don't find the fight in us. It's only when we're willing to just lay down and take it. You don't have to lay down and take anything. You have to get up and fight for everything. Everything that is good that will come your way is going to take you working hard to get it. So, winners, what do? They make their rules consistent. Okay? They don't go around and go, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to live my life? Right? They take their conflicts and they resolve them. Another thing that they do, according to Tony Robbins, as I said, I'm taking this from his book, Mr. Anthony Robbins, Get the Edge, How to Get the Edge on Life. He talks about how to transform your life. And as you well know, that's what I believe and that's what I teach and talk about. So I thought, okay, I'll use his principles he has listed here on how to win, how to be a winner. because they match a lot of what I believe anyway. Also, he says that you have to reward yourself. Celebrate the things that you're doing that's right. See, you can't wait for the world to celebrate you. Do you? I cannot tell you how many frustrated, especially women, but I'm sure men get frustrated like this as well. Mr. Walker or Coach Jay or somebody can help me on this one. Women, sometimes we get so frustrated because someone didn't acknowledge us or didn't pat us on the back or didn't give us that reward. Well, hello, we're personal development people. We're people of self-worth and self-acknowledgement. You pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a reward so that you can still feel good about what it is that you're doing. Tell yourself at the end of the day that, oh, you did a great job. Tell yourself, Ms. Hope Harper out there and Mr. Tony Harper, the owner of the dry cleaner, you tell yourself, boy, we did a good job today. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you. You know, I've been on the phone a couple times with Hope, and a customer will come in, and I've actually heard her tell the customer, oh, we do a great job here. Don't wait for somebody to tell you that you do a good job. You tell them. You tell them. I learned that from a Russian lady that was, she was actually the coordinator for the Phi Theta Kappa group that I was with at Union County College some years ago. And she I never forget this. She told me, she goes, sometimes you have to toot your own horn. She told me, you have to toot your own horn. And yes, you have to let your customers know, hey, we do a great job. You know, every now and then, you know, you hear some preachers as they're preaching, they're like, oh, that's good preaching. So, because you can't always wait for the amens. You can't always wait for somebody to say, yeah, that's right. You got to acknowledge. Like I was saying earlier, I started out the show telling you all that, boy, you missed a great speech. You know, boy, it was funny. I was giving a great speech for about 10 minutes and nobody could hear me. It was really a good speech, but I'm going to try to give it again on Monday morning. Okay, let me finish up here. All right, so reward yourself. Tell yourself that you're doing great. Celebrate yourself. You know, take yourself out for a little dinner. Okay? When you feel good, inside the body, there's this neurotransmitter that allows yourself to feel pleasure in your body. So when you tell yourself these things, there's something physically that happens in your body that feels good. And you wonder why some people are in a good mood. And people typically, when you see people in a good mood, a lot of times they're very healthy people. Why? Because in the body, naturally, there's these various elements that are happening within your body to make you feel good as well. Physically, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically, you will also feel good and have less stress and actually probably go to the doctor less. So don't stress out on things. Now, another thing that you have to do is, if you want to win, winners, this is what winners do. They reinforce their own standards. They reinforce their own standards. Sometimes, you know, you miss the mark. You had a goal set. You had a standard set. You know, your standard might have been how you were going to do something, how you were going to complete a task, in what time frame you were going to complete it. And, you know, it's very statistical. You had some standard maybe. And you didn't achieve it. You didn't reach it. Well, don't just, you know, beat yourself up about it. Regroup. So reinforce that standard. Don't just let it go. Say to yourself, you know what? I didn't study as much as I wanted to this week. I'll do more next week. Or I didn't, you know, save as much money as I wanted to this week. Well, I know where I went wrong. I went and spent some extra here and there. Or, I made a bad decision to loan money and didn't do whatever. So fix it. Fix your own, you know, you got to fix your own standard. Reinforce the standards that you've set in place. You know, some people made a standard not to hang around certain people. and then, well, you let it go, and then you end up letting somebody back into your life that doesn't mean you any good. And that's why sometimes when I work with women in my relationship seminars, and they say, why do I keep running to the same guy all the time that is always hurting me or whatever? I'm just using women. Men, I'm sure they have the same problem. But these are women because they're the ones who typically come to my seminars. And I say, well, they probably had a standard set. But what happened was because they didn't reinforce that standard, when someone came who did not fit the standard, they let the standard relax. So you can't let it relax. You got to reinforce your own standards. That's what winners do. We set standards. You may set a standard for your customer service to your customers. How are you going to do? And again, it's not saying that you're perfect, so the standard may slip, but you got to reinforce it and tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to turn this around. You know, you feel the pain of not having made the mark or not having achieved the standard at the level you wanted to. You felt the pain, but then you're going to go back and regroup. Next, they learn about other people's rules. Other people have, you got to recognize that not everybody is going to do things the way you do. Not everybody's going to go by the same set of rules that you have. You know, they're not going to go by the same, they're not going to play the game the way you might play the game. But you have to recognize that people have their own set of rules, just like you have your set of rules. And winners know how to digress away from trying to control another person's rules. Let them have their rules. Let their rules be what they are. You got to understand, people's lives are different than ours. People have gone through different relationships. They've learned different things. Different things are important to them that may not be important to us. They may want to succeed at things that we don't want. And you have to let people have their own rules. And you have to learn what their rules are, because it will help you to deal with that person. See, the more you learn about another person's rules, the better you can deal with them. Like, for instance, my boss, oh my God, she has totally different rules in terms of work and how work should be and how work should go. But instead of me being in total conflict with her all the time, I was just trying to enforce my rules. It's like, let me learn about her rules. What are her rules? What rules does she play by? And now I'm going to make that better. And now our relationship is much better at work. Our working relationship has fewer conflicts because I've learned her rules about being at work on time, not just for me, but for herself, her rules about when she wants to receive emails. Same thing in our marriages. When we marry someone, we're marrying potentially someone with a different set of rules. Now, sometimes people do marry people that they have a lot in common. They're playing by a lot of the same rules, but many of us don't. We marry people whose rules sometimes are very, very, very different than what our rules are, okay? So, great, great, great. Just wanted to share that with you. Now, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, wow, right now I'm looking at a beautiful swimming pool in Orlando at the Renaissance down at SeaWorld. Well, I said if I wanted to learn more, I could click there. I would like to learn a lot more about that. So I just have the next one, number seven, and this is the last one in things that winners do. These are the strategies that winners use. And I'm going to recap them in just a second. They take themselves lightly, okay? Some people take themselves way too serious, and I know I do that sometimes. But I've got to take myself more lightly than other people as well. We've got to take ourselves more lightly. And there was a saying somebody once said, why do angels fly? Why do angels fly? And then the answer is that they fly because they take themselves lightly. You know, you hear the story about, you know, to fly, you gotta be light, you know, can't be too heavy. Gravity will weigh you down. But the bottom line is that we also have to look at life differently sometimes. We can't always look at life the exact same way. We gotta look at things different. See with a different vision, a clearer vision. See things for what they really are. Learn from every single thing that happens in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. Learn from it all. Don't let anything happen in your life and you think, this is just the worst and it's just messed me up. No. Take that thing and see where God wants to take you from there. Where does he want to go from there? You know, that's one thing I learned about when you're at the bottom. Hey, Patricia and everybody in the chat room. Good morning. Yes. Okay, the neurotransmitter dopamine. Is it dopamine? Dopamine is what makes you feel good naturally. Awesome. I knew it had a formal name to it, but yes. Patricia says, who are you? So who are you? You are the product of your thoughts. And I know that's good. I like it. I'm a chosen vessel, child of the Most High God. Yes, you are. But guess what? You are the product of your thoughts. So if that's your thinking, that you're a chosen vessel, then that's who you are. But guess what? If I'm thinking that I'm this awesome vessel of God or whatever, I might be thinking about myself, but my thoughts every day are negative and my thoughts are about things that aren't going right, well, guess what? I've just preempted that overall thought, okay? So we are a product of not just one thought, all of our thoughts. Because remember, the Word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And so that's why also it tells us to take every thought captive to the knowledge of God. Every thought has to be double-checked with God's standards. His standards are the high standards that we hold ourselves accountable to. And every thought, we take it captive. And again, I gave you the assignment, and I want you to continue that assignment over the weekend. We call it journal writing. That's what coaches call it, writing in your journal. Doesn't take much. Just get a little bit of paper, a little bit of, you know, a little pencil, a little paper. Awesome. All the good morning chosen vessels, all the chosen vessels in the chat room, good morning. Those also chosen vessels also on the switchboard. You are a product of your thoughts. So in your journal, I want you to write these things down. Because I'm going to start giving you little journal assignments each week. But I want you to write down what your thoughts are. What are you thinking? What do you want in life? What do you not want in life? Why do you want these things? What's the purpose that you want these things? What's the purpose that you want to, what's the reason you want to be who you want to be? And who is it that you want to be? And who are you? Don't worry about who you were. Let's not look at, we're not, like I said, coaches, we're not psychologists. We're not psychoanalysts. We're not going to analyze your past. We're not psychiatrists. Coaches look at where you are and where you want to go, and then we help you close the gap. We help you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So in your journal writing, you're going to write down things that you know about you. Remember what I said? There are things about you that you may kind of not know, but you have to examine your life. Even God said that an unexamined life is a life that's really not worth living. We need to examine our lives. So we examine who we are. What am I about? Where do I spend my day? The day is 24 hours, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to make a little chart and write down how you spend your day. List all the things you do in a day's time, okay? And I mean, that's the phone calls that you make to people. I want you to make a list of everyone you talk to on a daily basis, every single person. Do it for a week, just like a week. Do it over the weekend, but certainly a week assignment. I want you to make a list of who you talk to. When you're with them, what do you talk about? Because you're going to see a pattern. You're going to see a pattern of your conversations. Now, remember, conversations aren't just idle. Even the Bible says that the word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word has life and death. Life and death. Life, hello? Life and death are in the power of your mouth, your tongue, what you say. is what you shall have and what you shall be. Now, write down in a week's time who you talk to, what you talk about with each one of those persons. Make a little journal entry, like a paragraph. You don't have to say a lot. It's a paragraph. Write it down. And then go back and look over it after that week is over. So sometime around September the 11th, because I'll give you all next week to work on this. You can do a little bit each day, and you're going to notice a pattern. Now, once you realize the pattern, you will be able to make changes. But if we don't know what we're dealing with, we can't do anything. It's like going to a doctor. You can't go into a doctor and say, oh, doctor, you know, I'm sick, make me well. No, the doctor has to run a series of tests to see what's broke before he or she can begin to just start fixing the problem. Okay? Great, great, great. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. That is not good. Stay in the positive. Great, yes. Yes, you are the product of your thoughts. What you think is what you will become. What you think is what you will become, because our words come from our thinking, our actions come from our words, and our destiny comes from our actions. We're acting out the future every single day. People say, boy, I don't, you know, people get to a particular place and I don't know how I ended up here. I do. I know how you ended up here. I know how I ended up here. I know how everybody ends up where they end up. You can trace their steps. Even the Bible says that our steps take us places. They take us somewhere. So look back at your steps. What steps did you make? Boy, I don't know how I ended up, let's say for instance with me, I could say, boy, I don't know how I ended up dropping out of school. Man, my mother must have been a mess. I can easily say that, right? Well, if I look back and trace my steps to all the days I skipped class, all the days I was in the class but I was absent because my mind wasn't there, because I was high and other things, all the times I didn't do homework, hello, no wonder. And then my thinking was crazy from Jump Street. I used to think teachers were stupid and that education was for the birds. That was my thinking. So when I tell you, it's not your actions that come first. It's the thinking. So because that's how I thought, I behaved in a particular way. I didn't care about what they said. I didn't care about, and I didn't care to do what they told me to do because I thought they were stupid. So, again, for those of you who have children going back to school, you don't want to miss the message on Monday, but you might want to encourage them. You might want to kind of find out what they're thinking, okay? What's your thoughts about school? That's why we ask children now, we know. We ask even the little kids, how do you like school? Because we want to know what they're thinking about school. If a five-year-old tells you, I don't like school, you need to intervene now. Don't think that they don't know what they're talking about. Hello? They've been in the world 5 whole years. 5 years is enough time to learn a lot of stuff. Look at all the things they do know. So you can learn a lot in 5 years. So when a five-year-old tells you they don't like school, don't shrug that off. It's time to intervene. And turn it around. And turn it around. Amen? Amen? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right, Miss Patricia. Yes, yes, yes. Our kids think a lot. Yes, they do. They have thoughts on everything. Oh, believe me, you. If you ever look at the mind of a child, you would be absolutely, totally amazed. Well, I think, thanks to all of those who participated in the chat room. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for your support. Thank you for just showing up. As we know, just showing up is 80% of the victory. I hope you got something out of the show today. Don't forget those homework assignments, those journal entries you're going to write for us for next week. I'm going to be checking on them. For those of you who want to email them to me, if you want to email me any journal entries, you want me to look them over and to assess them, you can email me at info@lilisajwilliams.com. That's L-I-L-I-S-A-J as in John Williams with an S.com. Info like information, info at. Also, for those of you who would like a private coaching session, I want you to also contact me via email indicating that you would be interested in a private coaching session, and I will give you all the details about that. Well, have a great, wonderful Labor Day weekend. Get ready to celebrate with your families and with your friends and just with yourself. If you're going to be by yourself, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to just take it down and just chill out, nothing wrong with a little peace in your life. So we'll see you back here on Monday morning. We're going to be talking about how to rediscover yourself, make those journal entries, and have a fantastic, fantastic Friday. Don't let anything stop you, hold you back, or make you down.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
three or four of them getting there. salad now. I mean, it's totally different. Huh? What's the difference? Well,
every month or just? And then what's the other month? Oh, then it's in my hand. Four or something? Oh, thank God. When do you finish paying for your car? Next year? You'd be happy for that, right? Huh? You bought that car, no?